Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about...
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Yo, yo, yo!
From the playground of life, the play experience. 'Tis the season that brings passion, laughter, joy, love, sharing gifts, memories, healing, and new beginnings. All of which breathes new life into the play experience with yours truly, Hombasa Sofira, every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. In the spirit of this season of loving and giving here on Life Conversations Radio, I have a gift for you. Claim your gift at Ombasa.com. Just click Holiday Gifts from Ombasa. See you on the playground, the play experience, Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there with bells on.
Happy holidays from the playground of life.
I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. If you wanna be. Paradise, simply look around and life I know to compare with your imagination. Living where you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
row, row, row your boat gently down the street. Mary, 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 wife of golden dreams.
Mary, that's the dream. Mary, Mary, the dream. Mary, Mary.
Welcome to the Play Experience, where we're all committed to passionately loving and appreciate Welcome to the Play Experience, where we are all committed to passionately loving and appreciating who we are, whose we are. At the top, you heard Pure Imagination with George Skirillis. You can find his beautiful music at evzinvictorzonemusic.com. And that was followed by Jess Cynthia with The Color of Love is You. And you can find her at Jess, J-U-S, Cynthia, .weebly.com. And of course, we are always brought on the playground by DeLille and Dakari, and you can find them right here on the playground every week with Row, Row, Row Your Boat. They call me Ombasa Sofera. Who I am? I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love. This year is coming to a close. It will soon be released. Trustfully, with it, will be released some of our deepest, deepest fears. You know, because we have the opportunity. We have the opportunity right now to release our deepest fears. You know. And with it, we have to decide who we are going to allow to define who we are. Because most of us get lost in this blessed life being defined by others. And forgetting who we are completely and whose we are. And on this playground, you know, we have an opportunity. We get to say, and we, I don't know about you, but I've known this year to have had many unearthings, personal earthquakes, tsunamis, shifts. Growth. And all of this is just for the betterment of ourselves and humanity as a whole. You know? And though when we're in it, it simply doesn't feel like it's for the good of anything. You know? This is a playground. We see all type of things happening on here. We're continually being thrust out of our comfort zones. I mean, it's like every time we get back in and settle into complacency, it's like, out you go. You know? And even though we're getting thrust out, I mean, we're still holding. We're still trying to hold on to the old ways, the ideas, the people, the things, the ting and tings. And life just has this blessed way of inspiring us through the feelings of misalignment. You know, we get to be inspired by the discomfort we're feeling at any given moment, you know, from a space where we have to face the truth of what it is, whatever that is. Even when old feelings want to cling to what used to be the norm, you know, in our work, at home,
You know? As we look at things right now, it's just like the methods that we used to use just don't seem to be enough anymore, you know? It just doesn't seem enough. I know for me, right now, it's for the moment we're in, I mean, have you noticed it, you know? Have you noticed that? That whatever methods of resolve you might have used, and you might have sworn by before your work in your life, you couldn't take you away from that idea. That was just the truth. Not the truth. You know? But it's like, whatever it is that you've been delivering to the world in your life right now, what it is that you're bringing forth, it kind of has a question mark beside it. Is there more? Is there more to this? Is there more in store? It's like something greater wants to occur for us right now. You know? We've been inspired, you know, to now admit that we have changed already, that we have shifted already out of a space, you know, and out of an, well, we'll say an out of space experience, you know, for most of us anyway, which is really good, because the out of space experience lets us know that it's time. It's really, really time to turn that rudder to the opposite way, you know, and just head into another blessed direction completely. A divinely guided direction. It's time to trust. It's time to surrender. It's time to have patience for receiving the Creator's message for your life. Because when you are tapped in, tuned in, and you get turned on completely by the Creator within you, you cannot go in any wrong direction. It's just not possible. So it's about keeping your love alive, keeping it alive. It's alive. It's about keeping it alive, because your point of power is right here. Right here in this present moment. Right here, right now. Right here. You know, we all talk about this personal relationship with God. We talk about this personal connection, direct connection that we have. And we do. But how are you exercising that right now? I'm not talking, this is not a religious conversation. So if you think it is and you came for that, you can go ahead and hang up or just push disconnect on there, because this is about the spirit of things. The spirit of things. Spirituality. You know? Let's talk about the playground we live on, our earth. Her beloved mama. She knows. She is totally awake to the spirit of things. The things. All right. She is totally awake to the giant energy that lives inside her. She knows herself. The earth knows itself. And because it knows itself, it knows how to thrive. When you think about the cells of the earth that we walk on every way, or every day, in every way. Everywhere. I mean, when we look around, we see her beauty. We see where we don't see the beauty. Believe me, it's going to get corrected in some way. We will see it. Because she knows herself. She knows her power to restore balance for herself. And so she does. She taps into the source, divine source, the power that created her, and she thrives. You know? She thrives. She thrives through earthquakes. She thrives through volcanoes, tsunamis, hurricanes, tornadoes, rain, sunshine, snow. She thrives. There's no right or wrong when she takes out millions at a time. It's just balance. The agreement is there. We have an ultimate example of a true player in our Mama Earth. She really understands the spirit of things. She holds records for all who has passed through her throughout history. And there's so much to be attained just by aligning with her spirit. Walking barefoot. Touching trees. All that good stuff. Because she understands and is not afraid of her own power. So what? So what about us? How much importance daily do we give to harmony, balance, and thriving? Are we too busy striving to be what someone else wants us to be? How much attention do we give to the spirit of things and the energy source that created us? I'm talking about as above, so below. How are you going to go? Do we spend too much time perhaps being right or wrong rather than just being good? I just want to be good. What would it be like to just surrender like the earth does? Surrender to our good. Oh, what would that be like? What would it look like in our lives? In our daily lives? Think about it. What does it look like in our lives? How much? I mean, our lives reflect how much surrender, how much listening, how much allowing that we're doing, that we're being with our Creator within. What is your earthquakes, tsunamis, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, equate to, you know, in your relationship with to the spirit of things and things? Because I'm feeling that when we really, really, really get tapped in, tuned in, and turned on, we can start to really consciously, deliberately, purposefully make the changes necessary and based on what is really good for us. What really matters for our good, for ourselves, for our DNA. It's an interesting thought, isn't it? But it's an important thought. It's an important way. It's a new way to think. It's a new way to divine for our lives and allow ourselves to move into. Scary though, huh? Scary. But necessary at this time. And the beautiful thing is that as the earth gives us this beautiful rendition of being awake, you know, we get to follow it. We get to look at it and we get to follow a new blueprint, if you will. Yes, we're going to pause right now and we're going to come right back at you and continue this conversation about our present state of mind and how we can shift into a new time. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about life conversation.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
This is Ade Anifowoshi. We are moving through the time of the year that inspires us to love, to give, to share, and be thankful. Sometimes some of us may be feeling sad and lonely. Whatever it is you're feeling, I say, let it be. It is all part of the human experience. Embrace your humanity. The more you embrace your humanity, the more in touch you'll be with your divinity. So I want to encourage you today to say yes to life. Say yes to love. Say yes to you. You are so much more powerful than you can imagine. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "What lies behind you and what lies in front of you pales in comparison to what lies inside of you." Breathe it in. You are beautiful. You are loved. You are important, and you make a difference. My prayer for you today is that your light shines so bright that you see yourself as a divine idea of God. I love you. Happy holy days. Peace and blessings.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Light Conversations Radio.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on lifeconversationsradio.com.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about...
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Play Experience, the playground of life, where we are committed, yes indeed, to love. We're committed to joy, committed to peace, and the true understanding of the truth of who we are, whose we are, whose we are. Whose we are, where we belong, right here on this playground of life, for this experience. Yes, indeed. So we're just getting tapped in and tuned in and turned on for sure, by any means necessary. Indeed. Oh, yes. We're talking about consciously, deliberately, passionately, purposefully, making the changes based on what's good for us, what matters, that's good for ourselves, for our DNA, for our spiritual selves, you know? Sometimes we have to look at, without a doubt, what are we willing to give up? Because when you think about, I want to know what the earth knows. I want to be right there, you know. I want my present state of mind to align, realign to the truth that lies within the spirit of things and things, which is deep inside each of us. Make no mistake about it. We are all walking around with this serious, my favorite word is juju, but with the serious, mysterious selves that holds so much power of God. It always has, and it always will. It's just now, it's just time for us to awaken to this part of us that the earth knows so well, so deeply. I mean, just take a moment and just imagine yourself completely surrendering to this power within you. This silent giant that lives inside, you know, that the doctors can't explain when somebody goes into spontaneous remission, when they all of a sudden all their cells have regenerated, when we as healers have seen someone with cancer had a bald head, black fingernails, and the next morning have fuzz on their head and their fingernails is the regular color of your fingers. We've seen it. What is this power? What is this energy that lives inside each and every one of us? It is how we can really, really, really directly connect and have a personal relationship with our Creator. This power where no work is difficult, where peace always reigns, and where all things are always possible. This power that always picks the right time. It always picks the right place and the need and the way to get to it. This energy that knows no difficulty. How do we tap into this power? I mean, do you want to? Is it too scary? You know, I'm a work in progress because I'm telling you, it's so big to know. I mean, it's really huge to know that if this power is inside us and this power is holding true continually, this silent, mysterious, powerful energy is there. And it's creating anyway. What they say by default is creating, is creating, is creating, and is creating, and is creating. So it's there anyway. Why are we ignoring it? Why are we allowing this power to just sit there dormant without any instructions? It's creating anyway. For real. Look around you. Look in your environment. See what you are dealing with today. It's creating for you anyway, because it is the power of the Creator. It's the Creator. Y'all, it's the Creator. It knows the answer to everything we need to know. I mean, come on. If you could just go and sit and talk to God directly right now and get an answer for anything that you need to know about, would you do it? Or would you be so scared because it's just blaspheme, or it's just you're not good enough to go? Or come on with me now. It's a new moment. Are you willing to expand? That's what we're here for. We're here to expand upward and outward. Upward, people, and outward. That's what I call thriving. We're no longer striving to be anything. Humble yourself, surrender completely, and just relax into this love. Yes, it is pretty kind of difficult sometimes to get let your head get around this. I'm just saying, let's step out the box. Let's step out the box. Let's just say yes to awakening right now. Come on, everybody together. Let's just say yes. Yes, yes, yes. I'm talking about total surrender. Because that's what it's going to take. That's what's going to take. I'm telling you. I'm telling you by example that is what it's going to take, okay? You know, instead of us being forced into doing masterful feats, you know, like sometimes when you go through problems and you're dealing with some really serious, okay? You're forced into surrendering at that time. You know, you're broken down, you know, fight or flight kind of business, you know, adrenals getting to work, you know. The brain does very well with that. But what I'm talking about is super, super duper power. I'm talking about surrendering to this power willingly. Just saying, I lay up my life for you. I'm opening my arms completely. I'm giving up the need to be right or wrong, good or bad, cute or ugly. I'm just deciding that I want to be, just to feel good right now. You know, that I want to do any and everything with you, superpower, to bring balance in my life. I ain't trying to take no prisoners. I'm just wanting to just be balanced right now. Not trying to hurt nobody else in this process. Just opening up to the spirit of things, just like my mama Earth is doing. I'm just opening up to this mysterious part of who I am that I've been ignoring. I want to talk to you now. I want to talk to you. I'm not afraid to talk to you right now. I want to sit right here. I want you to sit right there, and I want us to talk. And I got some stuff I want to tell you, and I want to hear what you have to say. So however you can get me to understand you, I want to know. I want to know what you know. I don't feel like that's asking too much anymore. I'm good enough. Energy that rules this universe. Energy that creates worlds. Energy that is breathing me like I'm breathing it. We might as well get acquainted. Love. I'm talking about love. Yes, indeed. I'm talking about listening to love. Because the practice is in the listening. The practice is in the allowing. In the intending. Because if we follow the Earth's example of balance, we cannot fail. We will never fail again, as a matter of fact. Because we possess the same ability as the Earth to listen to its creator. Yes, indeed. And I know grabbing onto this is really, really big for most of us, because this is not what we're taught. This is not what we're taught. No, it's not. Yeah, we heard things like, ask and it shall be given unto you. You know, you can do anything you put your mind to. If your mind can achieve it, your body can achieve it. I mean, your body, you know, if your mind can conceive it, your body can achieve it. You know, all things are possible. But for real, you know, it didn't mean a lot in real life. I mean, we it sounded good. In the moment when you hear it, it feels good. Deep inside. The reason why it feels good is because deep inside, you knew it's true. You know it's true, yeah? But in terms of an application and applying it in our lives on a daily basis and staying with that truth, that is the difficulty. That's what we're not taught. That's what we're not, that regimen, that practice is not there. So we have to recreate the practice. We have to bring back in we have to bring in a new way of communication with ourselves, with our highest power, with our creator. This is the point of power that's in the present moment. This is the point of power that we can tap into without a doubt. You know, we knew it was true when we heard all these things. But the evidence simply wasn't there because it wasn't proven. Now what we can do today, right now, we can have a meeting. We can have a tete-a-tete. We can have a date. We can have a love affair with our creator. What I'm talking about today is deliberately, passionately, loving and appreciating who you are. And whose you are. By going to that place of power within yourself. And getting acquainted. Reacquainted indeed. First by acknowledging. Acknowledging first that this powerful part of you exists. Talking to this part of you and telling it that you now know that it's there. I've been lunching. I wasn't paying attention to you. And you over there just working on humbug. You're like, okay, here we go. Okay, I guess this is the best thing, so I'm going to do this. Now we can communicate. And I'm open. I'm open. Mysterious part of me. Whatever you want to call it. You call it what you want. I know it's power. That's what I do know. I am awakened to that much. I'm a work in progress. I'm working with this. And so you just tell this part of you that you now know that it's there. You love it, being there. And you're so open to all that it will communicate with you in whatever ways it can get you to understand it. Because you know, and you've done it. Anytime you put your focus on anything, it expands. When you think about getting a certain type of car, you know the drill. You start seeing it everywhere, okay? You start seeing it everywhere. So in this, yep, you can start making the practice to know this part of you and just constantly seeing it. The evidence will be revealed of its reality. The evidence, it will be proven. Just starting to feel like you know the answer to the question you have. Just start feeling like that. It'll start to stir up that part of you. It just becomes alive, more alive for you to see. It's already been there. Because it wants you to have the balance you see for yourself. This is your personal relationship. This is your direct connection. Your direct and personal relationship with God. Yes, indeed. It's been inside you all along, Dorothy. All you had to do was believe in yourself and know that God lives within you. And then you can go ahead and click your heels 3 times. And follow the yellow brick road and keep it real. 3 times at the crossroads. So why not make a practice of direct connection today? Talk about pure imagination, George Skirillis. I'm trying to tell you. It's real. So instead of waiting for a major disaster to put you into the mode of survival, fight or flight, why not just go to the source and be with it? And then you'll be able to see what a personal relationship with God looks like on a daily basis. It's not external. It's an internal thing. It's time to delve into this God self, this inheritance. This is what it means. Abundance is our birthright. Wow. You talk about abundance. That's a serious inheritance we are holding within ourselves. Wow. Yes, indeed. So I feel that just like the earth breathes consciously, she heals. We can too. And we can have everything we need just by getting into our cells. That's right, our DNA, just like the earth does. When we breathe, focusing on our breath, and go straight into that place by decision, the precision happens. To our still point, breathing, focusing in, saying yes to that big, large part of us that we don't consciously use. And so it will become automatically easier for us to align with the breath and the heartbeat even of the earth, and be all aligned with the things of the earth. We're here. We might as well. What? And we will learn. We will remember how breathing activates parts of us that connects with all divine. The part of us, the connection to the part of us that creates worlds, the part of us that knows no pain, that knows no suffering, that knows only love. I'm asking, is it time for you to retreat to that part of you that remembers? Have you had just about enough? Of the ills and disappointments of life? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Talking about what's wrong? I'm telling you, I'm doing things differently now. Hey, it's time to retreat to remember. Come out of that state of mind so that you can remember, release, renew, restore. I'll be telling you about some retreats that I have coming up next year, personal retreats where you can come away from your environment for a week or more and create your own new blueprint with yourself as your healer. Yes, indeed. I'm about to release this show. I'm going to take you out with Ebony Ram Life. You can find her at ebonyram.com. I'm going to love you. I'm going to appreciate you. And I'm going to continually thank the Creator for you. I will see you on the playground next week. Mbasa out. Much love.
Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone must change. No one stays the same. The young become the old, and mysteries do.
Yeah.
Yo, yo, yo.
From the playground of life, the play experience. 'Tis the season that brings passion, laughter, joy, love, sharing gifts, memories, healing, and new beginnings. All of which breathes new life into the play experience with yours truly, Hombasa Sophira, every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. In the spirit of this season of loving and giving here on Life Conversations Radio, I have a gift for you. Claim your gift at Hombasa.com. Just click Holiday Gifts from Hombasa. See you on the playground, the play experience, Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there with bells on.
Happy holidays from the Playground of Life.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.